Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Chrissy McVeigh on vocals there, and also organ. Keyboards, I guess I should say. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. You get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. And we have lots of stuff that you can do. You can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, check out my blog, and read articles, listen to archives. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something that will help you there and on the website. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question, which is a different question we ask every week. Cliff Inico is with us, folks. He is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, also eBay Business Answer Book, also the eBay Marketing Bible. No pretense there, the Marketing Bible, right, Cliff?
That's right, man. That's it. This is what you need to succeed if you're selling on eBay.
Absolutely.
Or any other online retail thing. I mean, a lot of this stuff carries over. A lot of people now are selling on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
What's the new one? Bonanza.
Amazon's getting huge with regard to what it is. They're selling everything.
They're selling everything.
I think I saw a battleship on Amazon the other day or something. So Cliff is one of our resident attorneys and tax experts, and we're talking about tax planning. You know, that really brings the groupies out. When I tell the audience we're going to do tax planning, that brings the groupies out, Cliff. They love talking about tax planning. But we got to do it. It's the end of the year, and we got to pay attention to certain things. What should we be looking at?
Well, it's time to wake up. Thanksgiving, to me, is the wake-up call. That December 31st is just around the corner, and whatever you're going to do to improve your tax situation for 2010, you've only got 30 days left to do it. So now is the time to start thinking about some year-end tax planning. And the basic rule, which has been around since time immemorial, is accelerate deductions and postpone income. That's those are the two big rules at this time of the year. You know, try to get as many deductible expenses booked before December 31st so you can take the deductions on your taxes for this year, and try to postpone as much income as possible.
Legal tax avoidance.
Yeah,
tax avoidance is legal. Tax evasion is not.
Is not. That's exactly right. And nothing here. We don't say anything bad on this show, Jim, as you know. This is all perfectly legal. Nothing illegal, immoral. Well, maybe fattening every once in a while. But that's about it. And that is the traditional advice. So, for example, this time of the year, I get lots of clients who offer to prepay for my services. I get calls from people saying, hey, Cliff, I got something I need to do, and I'm not thinking about doing it until January or February. But listen, could you send me a bill, and I'll pay you now for it? I'll prepay for the service. What are they obviously doing? They're trying to obviously be able to deduct the legal fees in 2010.
And you're willing to take the cash in order to, but you're going to have to book that income yourself.
Exactly.
But if there's cash involved, you know, that's the trade-off.
Bingo. Well, that's exactly right. That's the game that you're playing. And keep in mind that you may be on the other side of the fence as well. There may be people who want to give you income in 2010 that you would rather defer until 2011. But, of course, if you want to keep your customers happy, this is what you do.
Right.
You know, besides, it helps to pay off those Christmas credit card bills.
You know, that's a high-class problem, Cliff, when a customer wants to give you money in advance. Usually they're floating you for 30 days, 60 days. But
that's right.
Yeah.
And, of course, in my case, I have to escrow it, too, because what happens if the guy changes his mind in 2011? He decides he doesn't want to do this. I got to give him his money back.
So in your case, then, if you have to escrow it, that means you can't use it. Do you still have to pay taxes on it yourself?
That's a very good question. I segregated in my trust account, so I don't have to. That's the client's money until it.
If I've got a regular business that doesn't have that, then if a customer pays me for something I haven't delivered, and I claim that as income,
I believe you have to report that as income. Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course, if they back out next year and you give them their money back, then you get a deduction.
That's exactly
it
right. But most of your listeners, I think, are on the other side of the coin.
Right.
They want to run up expenses and stuff. So it makes sense. Call your lawyer, call your accountant, see if they might be willing to take a little money up front for something you're thinking about doing next January. Let's say you are planning to form a new LLC, for example.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can't put that up.
But don't write a check to somebody that if you're not pretty darn sure they're going to be around. I mean, I wouldn't prepay everybody. But what are some other things? What about some? What about some retirement stuff? You got any ideas on that?
Retirement stuff, listen, you always should make, although the good news is with most retirement plans, you can make the payment up until April 15th. So December 31 is not the drop dead date.
But some things you have to put the paperwork in place by December 31st, some things.
That is correct. And that's something, by the way, you have to watch out for your state rules. So let's say here in Connecticut, I pay estimated taxes. And with you know how the fourth estimated tax payment is January 15th for the federal level?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Connecticut, it's December 31st.
Wow.
Be very careful about
that. Hateful.
Some state rules are different. And there are other states that say you can take until January 15th to make your fourth quarter estimated tax payment, but you can't take the deduction for the previous year unless you actually make the payment by December 31st.
Right.
So watch out for that. Some states have weirdo rules. Now is a good time to meet with your accountant, by the way, and talk about some of the things that you can legitimately do to try to maximize your tax position for the end of the year. Another great technique, obviously, every year it seems the Section 179 deduction goes up through the roof.
These days, you can
almost buy that battleship.
Is.
Yeah.
Remind him what that is.
Okay, now that's a deduction for business equipment and software.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, if you're thinking about upgrading your software, if you're still using Office 2003, you want to upgrade to Office 2007, December is the best month in the world to do that because it is fully deductible on your taxes. You don't have to amortize it the way you used to. You can buy up to $260,000.
Yeah.
I may be wrong on that.
No, that's right.
That $260,000, I mean, you could buy that battleship on eBay, probably,
and still deduct it
on your taxes.
The main thing, folks, Cliff is helping us with is reminding you that there are things you can do. If you have an opportunity to be, if you think you're going to be profitable this year, there's things you can do to mitigate the taxes, to do avoidance, not evasion,
that's right.
But legal tax avoidance, and you get to do that. And so let's be smart about this. I'm going to be doing this in my company. We've already had that conversation, and so we drink our own Kool-Aid here, folks. Ten Till, right back after these messages. When we come back, Cliff's going to talk to us about using an LLC in a different kind of way. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.